The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hi, Vin, how are you?
Good morning, Dr. Smith. Good to see you again. Dr. Smith, today we're going to be talking about a very important subject that's on a lot of people's minds, not just here in Ulster County, but across the nation, really, and that is the housing crisis. And it turns out that, as usual, Ulster County is ahead of the curve in developing really great and innovative approaches to addressing the housing crisis. But before we introduce our guest, I want to set the stage a little bit to give our listeners just an overview of where we're at with housing in Ulster County and why it's important to come up with proactive solutions. So here are just a few facts from the 2021 Ulster County Housing Action Plan. Income in Ulster County is stagnant for all but the highest earning households. The average Ulster County worker would have to work 67 plus hours per week to afford a suitable two-bedroom rental, even if they could find one. And housing costs are by far the largest household expense. 37.5% of renters and owners in Ulster County are in the unaffordable to severe category. And that means unaffordable means they're spending 30% or more of their household income on housing costs, unaffordable 50%. So 37.5% of renters and owners in Ulster County are in those categories. Our Ulster County population is getting older, and 60% of the housing stock was built over 50 years ago. That means that our older adults, our seniors, are finding it increasingly difficult to maintain their older homes because that's expensive and they don't have the ability necessarily to do the work themselves. We know that the proliferation of second and vacation homes driven by first the 9/11 crisis tragedy and the COVID pandemic has created two waves of exoduses from the New York metro area, which have exacerbated the housing crisis. And finally, there is very little, almost none, new construction or development of low-income and middle-income workforce housing going on in Ulster County. And we always like to provide the public health perspective, as you know, Dr. Smith, to the issues that we talk about. And we know that housing is fundamental to the well-being of individuals, families, and our community, that if a family doesn't have a safe, affordable, and healthy home, they really can't expect to thrive. And some of the health benefits are, as we mentioned, improved health outcomes. There's a higher level of civic engagement when people own their homes. Our communities are more stable. Reduced public service costs. There's more investment in consumer spending, investment in housing, consumer spending, because when people buy a home, they have to furnish it. They have to buy, tools and so on, accessories for the home. And finally, jobs and economic development. We know that, we can do all of the economic development in the world and convincing companies to come here. But if there's not affordable housing for their workers, it's not really going to work. So for all those reasons and so much more, housing is critical to the well-being of our community.
Absolutely. Vin, everything you said is so very true. And, a number of years ago, when the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation was starting to really look at what are the key determinants of health and improving health in public health in communities nationwide, one of the things that really was very evident is that probably the largest contributor to health and good health and wellness are socioeconomic factors. And of course, socioeconomic factors and the ability to own a home or even rent a suitable space are key to the building of a healthier community, a healthier family. So there's no question that housing plays a critical role in the health of the community and the health of the individual.
Absolutely. And Dr. Smith, we have really the perfect guest to discuss all of this. He is Kai Lord Farmer. Kai is a senior planner for the Ulster County planning department. He is a High Falls native who grew up here and then went to work in California, various parts of the country. Kai is a city and transportation planner. He's focused on social and workforce housing, land use and transportation policy, climate action planning, and climate adaptation. And we are very fortunate to have Kai here, and he's going to tell us all about this innovative program called the Housing Smart Communities Initiative. Welcome, Kai.
Welcome, Kai. Welcome back to Ulster County. We're glad to have you again.
Thank you. It feels really great to be here, and thanks for having me on the show and talking about such an important subject today.
Kai, would you like to add from your perspective on anything as to the key issues contributing to the housing affordability and supply issue in Ulster County? I know we covered it very quickly. Anything to add on that note?
Yeah, I think you covered most of them with all the great work that was done for the Ulster County Housing Action Plan. But just to reiterate, the housing crisis here in the county is really two factors: stagnating wages, as you mentioned, and then at the same time, the price of rent and the average price of a home is going up. So there's this mismatch between what people are earning and what people can afford for their housing. As you mentioned, the increasing demands, which was made a lot worse by the COVID pandemic, with more folks moving out of the New York City metropolitan area. The limited housing supply. So we are building new housing in the county, but there's a mismatch between the type of housing that's getting built and the population here. So most of the new housing is 3 or 4 plus bedroom houses that are either second homes or just for folks on the higher end of the income spectrum. And then I guess the last piece here too is there, which is a little more specific, is the increase in prevalence of short-term rentals over the last 10 or so years, not just here in Ulster County, but a lot of other places in upstate New York. So we're trying to build more housing, especially affordable and workforce housing, but at the same time, these short-term rentals that are eating into the existing housing stock are actually working backwards for that new supply of housing that we need to be building. So that's just one more.
And Kai, the term affordable housing brings up a lot of stereotypes and even myths in people's minds. You know, when I think of affordable housing, I think of our senior parents and grandparents who want to continue to live in the community that they raised their families in and work, you know, and built their homes in, work so hard to build, and our young people who may graduate college or high school and choose to stay here and raise a family. And of course, our workers, right? Our firefighters, our teachers, our police officers, our municipal workers. So from your perspective, how do you define affordable housing and workforce housing?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways to define it depending on context that you're discussing. But as kind of like a baseline, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development defines affordable housing if you are paying 30% or less of your monthly income towards housing, including utility costs, then you are in affordable housing. Once you are paying more than 30%, you are considered a cost-burdened household. And that was kind of the statistic you were referencing earlier. And then if you're paying 50% or more of your monthly income, you're considered a severely cost-burdened household. So that's kind of like a baseline definition. But then there's also other things like workforce housing, which is essentially housing that the workforce, the essential workers that helped us get through the COVID-19 pandemic, firefighters, service workers, retail workers, housing that they can afford. And that varies based on what their income is and things like that. So it's a little bit more of a looser term, but also really important to focus on that housing as well.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at the housing market, so, you know, you look at developers and builders who may be saying to themselves, look, I have limited capital to invest and, you know, workforce and so on. So I could, you know, I could build these high end McMansions where I could make a huge profit, or I can try to build, you know, workforce housing, and it's going to take me as long, if not longer, to get all of the necessary approvals and go through the regulatory process. why should I bother? What do you say to them?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think that if you're looking at it from a purely market perspective, that is where developers are going to go, is building housing at the higher end so that they can get as much income out of those projects as they can. But I think it's really, well, I guess I would say to them, we invite you to build housing here, but also it needs to be a conversation about what the needs of the community are and what your specific needs are. And it's always a conversation with the local governments on whether these projects get approved and also what concessions can be made. So I think the other half of it is really the role that local government can play to attract new developers to build not just the high-end housing, which is also needed, but middle income and housing that workforces in the community can afford.
And I know that Ulster County is, which is the subject of this program, introducing a new Housing Smart Communities Initiative. And I'm sure our listeners want to know a lot about that. But first, Kai and Dr. Smith, we're going to be taking a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Kai Lord Farmer, who's senior planner for the Ulster County Planning Department. Kai, before the break, we started talking about the increased number of houses that are built that are 3-4 bedroom homes, larger homes that basically are built or designed for folks at the higher socioeconomic strata and ability to afford that type of home, either as a primary or secondary home. Can you tell me what sort of incentives exist out there so that when individuals, developers, et cetera, come to us as a county and say, I want to develop this tract of land to build these kinds of homes. I mean, is there an incentive for builders to actually, other than altruistic motives, to build housing that is tailored for middle and low income or the folks in the middle class who are working and, you know, juggling a number of expenses and just trying to afford a modest home?
Yeah, that's a good and complicated question, but there are definitely incentives out there for builders. So the U.S. Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development provides a number of incentives for new subsidized housing through a program called the Low Income Housing Tax Credit. So that essentially provides tax credits for developers who are going to build new, usually multifamily affordable housing with the guarantee that either all or a certain percentage of the units in that development go to more limited income households. So there's the federal money that's coming in. We also have Housing and Community Renewal, which is the New York State agency that focuses on housing. And they also have pools of funding. In the last budget cycle, I think $85 million went in from the governor towards these types of programs with a strong focus on either rehabilitating or building senior housing throughout the state. So Yeah, the conversation is complex, but essentially when there is a project that comes into a community, a good example is the Penrose Golden Hill project that's going on right now, that's being led by the county, but in the city of Kingston, you can ask developers to build a certain number of units that are more affordable for folks, knowing that there are lots of programs and funding out there that they can go after to build that housing.
That's great. Thank you very much.
So Kai, as a former town supervisor and as chair of the Marbletown Housing Committee, you know, we've seen development in most many communities being driven by, you know, a developer coming in, studying a town's zoning codes and coming in and saying, hey, community, we value your input. Here's our plan. And then a fight ensues. Everybody spends a lot of money on lawyers and, you know, 5 or 10 years goes by and nothing gets built. So how does this new Ulster County Housing Smart Communities Initiative help communities define their housing needs? What type of project is appropriate for their community and that really meets the needs of their residents? Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, sure. So just a quick overview of the program. It's called the Ulster County Housing Smart Communities Initiative. And this came out of one of the strategies from the county's housing action plan. And it's essentially a certification and capacity building program for all the municipalities in the county. When we went through the housing action planning process, one of the kind of key barriers to doing more thoughtful housing planning, as you're mentioning, Vin, is that local municipalities don't have the capacity, the staff capacity, the time, the knowledge, the resources, and then also financial resources as well to do more thoughtful community engagement and housing related planning so that there are good outcomes. So essentially this program is trying to build that capacity at the local level to do that work and avoid those outcomes where there isn't a lot of community support for these projects. So we've got 12 housing smart actions, as we're calling them, and they're really focused on local land use laws and changing them to allow more, not bigger developments necessarily, but just more more housing to be built in general, more accessory dwelling units or granny units or adding on additions to your house because there are barriers right now at the local level. But then it's also focused on things that will help build support in the community. So doing community outreach and education campaigns about the importance of building housing to the community. We've also got an action and are able to provide some funding for folks who join the program to do a housing action plan. And so that's kind of like a community-driven project to help create a long-term strategy for building more affordable housing in a community. And there are a number of others, but the essential objective is really to build that capacity to do more thoughtful engagement and housing planning with our communities.
It seems like so much has changed. I left office as a supervisor in 2010, and then there was a lot of community opposition to any type of new development, but there seems to be a sea change now because I think the housing crisis has reached really all of us, except for the very wealthy, perhaps. And so you're absolutely right. I mean, communities like Marbletown and others don't have huge resources, you know, to hire, teams of consultants and whatever. It's pretty much volunteer citizens committees doing their best. And can you talk to us about how the Housing Smart Initiative helps communities around Ulster County communicate with each other and share ideas and best practices?
Yeah, so the program was based off of a New York State program called the Climate Smart Communities, which is a similar program, but for supporting local communities to work on climate change. So we based that off of that. And the idea is really you get a certification on how much work you're doing in the community. And then at the same time, as different communities go through the process and implement these different policies, that knowledge can be shared across jurisdictions. We're going to hopefully do some kind of like knowledge sharing webinars and seminars in the future about how to do some of this work. But an interesting part of this is that in talking with the different municipalities, each have their own unique set of issues, but because I'm talking to all of them, a lot of them are very much the same issues, but in a little bit of a different context. So I think as one community starts doing something innovative and it goes through, then another community can pick that up. Woodstock is working on this cool program called the Home Shares Program that's essentially trying to match larger homes with older homeowners with folks who are in need of housing in kind of a work exchange for affordable room and rent. So things like that, once they start implementing them and we can support them, that can hopefully spread to other places in the community.
Right. So that I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to say, so everyone is not reinventing the wheel, essentially.
Not everyone is reinventing the wheel. A lot of the best practices are out there. So we have a Ulster County Housing Smart Communities website where we have a lot of information and resources on what municipalities can do. They don't have to be reinventing the wheel. And to a certain degree, they can be thinking outside of the box too. And we want to support folks in doing that as well.
One of the things I noticed is that, you know, that housing is not, I mean, solving the housing crisis is not just adopting these one-off solutions, right? Because there are a lot of great ideas floating around out there. But can you talk about the importance of putting it into a strategic framework so that the community really takes a look at all of the factors influencing their housing needs so that they don't create laws or regulations or what have you that have unintended consequences?
Sure. Yeah. So that's a really good point. I was just talking to one of the elected officials from the city of Kingston last night, and she was saying, it feels like we're throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. But with urban regional planning and especially housing planning, it's really a long-term strategy that's needed to get real results. So by placing all of these different policies and ideas into something like a housing action plan, one, you've gotten them all in a framework, in a nice tight form, and that you can kind of use as a checklist to implement these different policies. But the other important thing here too is that planning is always about the long term, whether it's 5, 10, 20, or 50 years into the future. So a strategic plan, like a housing action plan, you can set a North Star or an objective of, we want to build X amount of affordable units by 2030, or we want the cost of housing to come down by 20% over the next 30 years or something like that. And then you can check in over time and see how well you're doing on meeting those objectives as well. And so it's a long haul for sure. And so having some sort of roadmap to do that work is really important.
And it's a living, breathing document, right? So that, you know, so that as communities learn and make mistakes, they can adjust.
Yeah, exactly.
So Kai, this, you know, the work that you and your colleagues do, and I have to say all the volunteers in the towns, you know, who are so dedicated and committed, is so critically important, because if we are to maintain the fabric of our community and the well-being of our residents, housing is right at the top of the list in terms of critical components. So thank you so much for your work. And it's really great to have you here. We'll have to have you back and check on the progress of all of this. So Kai, just very quickly, how do people get more information?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways. You can just type Housing Smart Communities Initiative into Google and it should pop up. You can also look at the Ulster County Planning Department website and we've got a link there. Yeah, those are probably the easiest ways to do it. And I think you're going to put a link to it with all of your promotion for this show.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kai. That's all the time we have today.
It was great information. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.